Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Table for two. My secretary and I have to grab a bite and get back to the hearings.
Right this way, sir.
Something out of the way, if you don't mind. What I must discuss with my secretary must be conducted in privacy, with the utmost secrecy.
Here you are.
Just a minute.
Is there something wrong, sir? Why are you looking under the table?
I just want to make sure this table is not wired. Get me a waiter.
Yes, sir.
Now, Miss Martin, hand me the minutes this morning.
A waiter. Waiter. Psst. Waiter.
My dear sir, to whom are you posting on?
All right. Never mind the wisecracks. Just wait on that couple on table number four.
Can I take your order, please?
I left two orders of roast beef and a waiter. I'll thank you to serve it quietly, as my secretary and I have very many important matters to discuss. Matters that are so important and so vital to the security of our nation that if one word were to leak out, it would put us all in a very dangerous position. However, I'm sure that I will probe into every corner and drag out the criminals. And after all, it's a crime to commit treason. Now just get us the two roast beefs.
I'm sorry, but we just served the last order while you were talking.
Waiter, you know who I am.
What then?
And you know the importance of the work that I'm engaged in.
What then?
And you realize that by wasting my time, you are holding me back from my work, and therefore deliberately obstructing the hands of justice. Now, come on, waiter. Let's get the show on the road and give me the two roast beefs.
But we haven't got any more.
What are you trying to hide, waiter? I'm sure that if I instructed my staff to investigate your kitchen, they would find enough for two roast beef dinners.
But all we got is chicken.
I can see I'm getting nowhere here with you, Mac. Miss Martin, you're my witness. I just want you to observe this incident. And if I do not get my roast beef, I want you to serve a subpoena.
All right. Roast beef you want, roast beef you'll get.
Miss Martin, remind me to look up that waiter's record.
Yes, sir. Here are the minutes of today's hearings.
Yes. Miss Martin, there's no use looking through this testimony. It's all drivel. Those witnesses are small fry, small potatoes. My TV sponsor wants bigger names. Which reminds me, Miss Martin.
Yes?
Was my makeup too dark for television?
Here you are, two roast beefs.
Wait a minute, waiter. What are you trying to pull? I mean, what are you trying to pull, waiter? This is chicken.
You said the secret word for tonight.
Now, look, waiter. I want to be fair with you. I don't want to cause any trouble for you. But it seems that I ordered roast beef. And every time I open my mouth, you argue with me. You haven't said one kind word yet. Now, I would appreciate it if you would cooperate with me, waiter. All I want from you is a few kind words. Now, that's all I ask, is a few kind words.
A few kind words. Don't eat here.
We better eat chicken, sir. The session convenes at 2 o'clock.
Oh, very well. I'll eat the chicken. Oh, wait a minute. Miss Martin, don't eat that.
What's the matter?
Waiter, what's that on Miss Martin's plate?
What's what?
This feather. It's red.
Well, what kind of a feather did you expect from a red hen? Plaid?
A red hen? You mean to say you have red hens in this establishment? Miss Martin, we must start an investigation at once.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Byron Adams speaking to you directly from the committee hearing room. I should say there are approximately 300 spectators present, and a sergeant-at-arms has reported that he has turned away at least 1,500 people. Most of the committee members are seated, and it looks like the hearings are about to be opened. This should be an exciting session, as there have been rumors that today's investigations will have an effect on the entire nation. And I've...
The committee will please come to order. Let the records show that the 23rd day of the hearings, the full quorum of the committee is present. Ladies and gentlemen of our audience, I cordially welcome you to witness these hearings. However, the guards have been instructed that if anyone at any time should show their emotions with an audible sound, either pro or con, to any witness or member of this committee, to quietly remove them from this hearing room.
Mr. Chairman, I believe a point of order has precedent.
But I was...
Mr. Chairman, I wish to bring up something before this committee which is of the utmost importance.
Very well. The chair recognizes the point of order.
Today, I am prepared to bring specific charges against certain members working in an industry that reaches into every household in the country. I call as my first victim, witness, Maxwell Walters.
Are you Mr. Walters?
No, you're Mr. Walters. Who'd you expect, Mario Landsman?
Mr. Walters, would you state your full name?
To tell you the truth, I'm refusing to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me.
Mr. Chairman, how can I conduct my investigation if this witness refuses to cooperate?
Mr. Wallace, you are not on trial here. It is the job of this committee to get at the truth. I therefore must ask you to please answer the question.
My name is Maxwell B. Walters.
No, Mr. Walters.
Excuse me, but I'd like to know...
Please, Mr. Chairman, I have the floor. I'd like to continue my investigation without any further interruptions from the chair.
I only wish to know what the B in his name stands for.
The B stands for between.
Between?
I was born between my brother Sam and my sister Gertrude.
Now, may I continue?
You may.
Now, Mr. Walters, are you a citizen of this country?
Not only am I a citizen of this country, but I was brought up in New York and educated there. I even went to college.
NYU?
And why not?
Please, Mr. Walters, you will confine your answers to yes and no. You should be aware of our procedures.
How should I know? I'm by you a mind reader.
Well, haven't you ever been up before this committee?
I don't know. What time does this committee get up?
Order, please. Order. You may continue with the line of questioning. We were talking about the college the witness attended.
His college is irrelevant.
That's why I'm such a good witness, because irrelevant never forgets.
Mr. Walters, I appreciate your sense of humor, but we're here to get at the bottom of a serious situation. So stop horsing around. What is your occupation?
For 20 years, I'm a member in good standing of the CPG.
Would you mind telling this committee what the CPG is?
It'll be my pleasure. The CPG, that's the Chicken Pluckers Guild, which is an affiliation with the CFG.
The CFG?
The Chicken Feelers Guild.
And you were a chicken plucker?
No, a chicken feeler.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you please do not talk while I'm interrupting.
But this is a point of clarification. Just for the record, the other gentleman would like to know what a chicken feeler is.
I yield for a point of clarification.
Well, Your Honor, a chicken feeler stands from the end of a long assembly line, and as the chickens pass by, he gives them a feel.
And what does he feel them for?
For $1 an hour.
I mean, why does he feel the chickens?
To see if it's a chicken.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious this witness is trying to beat around the bush. Mr. Walters, now stop stalling. We're only trying to be fair with you. We don't want to accuse you of anything you're not guilty of. There must be a reason why you feel them. Are you searching for a secret message? Now, let's put our cards on the table. What are your motives in feeling these chickens?
Well, sometimes they slip in on us, maybe a duck or a turkey or a goose. You never can tell with these phony bosses. Even the wool they pull over your eyes is 50% cotton. You see, for a chicken, we get $1 an hour. For a turkey, $1.25. For a duck, $1.50. For a goose, $2.
Mr. Chairman, please.
Why should you get more for feeling a goose than a duck?
Because you have to have a personal touch.
Please, Mr. Chairman, I'm doing the questioning here. If you'll allow me, I'd like to bring out the data and information my staff and I have worked so hard to obtain. Now, Mr. Walters, I'd like an answer to this simple question. I would like to know if you, who has been in your particular field for 2 decades, and you should know the difference of while these so-called chickens, or ducks, or turkeys, or however you wish to refer to them, when they pass by, have you ever let a red hen, and we know a red hen associates with subversives, have you ever let them infiltrate into the CPG, or if you, as a member of the CFG, would permit, this won't take me long, would permit such an incident to happen, and why? Can you answer that simple question?
The answer I can give you, but the question, I forgot. Maybe you'll repeat the question?
Now, come on, Mr. Wallace. We haven't got all day. I want you to answer this question without being a prevaricator.
Who? Who's a prevaricator? A registered pedestrian. If anyone's a prevaricator, you are.
Here. Order, please. Order.
But this is a direct insult to my bearings.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Now, both you gentlemen will have to contain yourselves.
Mr. Chairman, this witness, as you can readily see, is uncooperative. He insists on throwing these ridiculous smears at me. I must ask the chair to instruct him to apologize.
Mr. Walters, you must remember that this gentleman is a member of this committee, and he should be given the respect of his position. I must ask you to tell him you're sorry.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry as a member of this committee.
Mr. Walters, any more remarks of that sort, and I will have to hold you for contempt.
I agree with you. No matter how long you hold me, I'll still have contempt for him.
Mr. Walters, I direct you to answer the question.
This time, I hope he asks it in English.
I'll make it as simple as possible. Do you deny that you ever let a red hen pass you by and into the hands of a chicken plucker?
Yes, I deny it.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to ask for a recess until tomorrow morning so that I and my staff can bring evidence and substantial proof that this man is lying.
That's been proven before.